Hi guys, I got back here a minute early, so we'll just wait a minute until everybody comes back. Yay. Just made myself some fresh squeezed lemonade with fresh lemons and stevia. Very wonderful. Yeah, I hope this is helpful. I'm really wanting to help you to gain some power on your mock-ups. For those of you that got the full program, you get the accelerated wealth 21-day program, which is amazing. I think a lot of you did get the full program. For those of you who got the streamlined program, you can find the 21-day program. You might want to purchase that, or you might want to just get one of the wealth meditations off of the website, because those teach about how to do mock-ups. Okay, let's see here. So going to Jyoti, I am radiant health, getting younger, stronger, and fitter every day, excited about life. All my relationships are harmonious and evolving, sharing so much more love with my family. My practice is blooming. I have all the support I need to live a balanced, spirit-filled life, financially independent. I live at Christ consciousness. I am blessed with love with my full male complement. Okay, that's lovely. So, you know, if you didn't have me to tweak it, it would be good. It would be really good. It would be really, really good. And then if I were to tweak it, I like I am radiant health, getting younger. I always get all the processes. I try to take out the processes, so I grow younger every day, or I'm younger, you know, like that. I grow younger every day. I'm strong and powerful. I am fit, and you say every day, excited about life. Yeah, I wouldn't change this too much. It's good. It's good. I think for, you know, getting started, this is a really, really good mock-up. I think so. And then over time, you might even make it stronger. But this is very good. I really like it, Jyoti. Okay, and then Elizabeth, my intention is life partner, traveling the world, giving our gifts to the world. We have our bank accounts overflowing. We live in perfect house for us, and dedicated each other in all levels. Oh, we did that one. So that one is just a couple of us posted for Elizabeth, because I think we already went through that one. Oh, and here's another Elizabeth mock-up. Okay. Elizabeth mock-up. I am healthy and vibrant. Me and my perfect match, life partner, have the best relationship ever. We are soulmates. It is just perfect. Our love life is the best we've ever experienced. And so that I would put into kind of, you're saying just perfect and love life the best. I would put it into what makes it so wonderful for you. So is it the companionship? Is it the sex? Is it the sensuality? Is it the meals you share together? So when you think about it's the best ever, I want you to think about what makes it the best ever. So for me, I love dancing. I dated someone for 6 weeks down here at my new place. And what I discovered is he wasn't very, he didn't read books. He hadn't attended the symphony or the ballet. He had never gone on a hiking trail. And I thought, oh my God, I'm an author. I've written 11 books and I read books. And he, you know, got down to very sweet guy, but not a match for me, because there was nothing to talk about. He didn't even follow sports, which I thought was really unusual. His hobby was housekeeping. And honestly, I hire housekeepers to come in once a week and clean from top to bottom, so that's not a hobby I have. So he ran a company, but there was very little conversation. So you want to, like, look at what is it for you that makes this the best relationship ever, okay? And then we rock our money life. Accounts are overflowing. We get to travel the world, sharing our gifts, enjoying life to the fullest. Rock our money life would, let's put some terms to it. Are you working together? Are you working separately? Do you have investments? Where is the money coming from? How much money a year is coming in? So that's when you actually have the powerful shifts, when you actually really define it. So I want you to define it a little more. We can buy anything we like. Okay, so we really have achieved such a level of financial independence that there isn't a limitation on what we bring into our life. Something like that. Travel the world, sharing our gifts, enjoying life to the fullest. Beautiful. And I like the each year we build schools, water. That's perfect. I would leave that. And I love that. That's one of my big contributions each year. I do contribute to a number of really worthy causes, and that's certainly one of the areas that I contribute. And then I've been contributing also to stopping human trafficking and finding safe homes for the women who have been rescued. So that's something, I'm going to be attending something, a fundraiser for them in September. So beautiful, I like that. So I think that you all are getting the gist. I'm going to go through these. You're all getting the gist of what needs to be done as I've gone through so many of them. And I realize we probably have another 10. So let's see what we can do in the time we have here. Vanya, I think these are oh, many from Vanya. Okay. Let me see. I'll pick the... Vanya, I think that we've done a few from you already, right, honey? So let's see if there's anybody who we haven't done from. One second here. Alex, the good news, Alex, is we are having everything transcribed. So at the end of each day, we send it off to our transcription guy, and then we also send it off to our sound guy. So we'll have an audio of it so you can listen to it again. And then it'll be transcribed, so I'll have every word in writing so I don't have to replicate it. But fantastic. And so you'll get it. Oh, good. And you felt like what I mocked up was resonating with a lot of people. I was attempting to tap into the group, the feeling of the group. Let's see. So, Vanya, I think that you're getting it. I just want to make sure if we might come back to these three. And Elizabeth is on the chat. Yay. Elise, I'm communicating with sincerity and power and ease. I'm thinking clearly and am expressing thoughts and feelings effortlessly, decisively, and with great enthusiasm. When I speak, people listen. Every word I speak comes from my heart, and my audience understands me fully. Very cool, but I don't know why you're speaking. So I inspire hundreds of people with the words I speak. I speak in auditoriums and churches and schools around the world about falling in love and owning your certainty as a young person or something. So you have to tell us why you're speaking. But I like I'm communicating with sincerity and ease. I would say I'm a powerful speaker communicating with sincerity, power, and ease. Or I'm a well-respected speaker. Something like that. So it's good though. The words are really good. Elizabeth is sending love. Yay. Yay. Alex, such a wonderful exercise. great. We did that one. And yes, I love it. This process, info, love, love, love. Okay, so Elizabeth, so a new one. I'm dancing across the floor with my perfect life partner. We're soulmates. Our love life is beyond the best we could ever imagine. We have a deep, deep intimacy, intimate relationship. Our money life rocks, and all my bank accounts are overflowing. We can do whatever we want to do with our finances. Again, since we've already done the coaching on that, you know, you've got some of the new words for that. Okay, and then travel the world, sharing our gifts with humanity. Just pinpoint it. We travel to 26 countries on a mission to help people feel more connected with their spirit soul, or to feel more emotionally safe, or to heal from war-torn trauma. You know, so you want to say what it is that you're doing. Very good. Is the D to not be too specific? Idea, not to be too specific. The idea is to be very specific. Fire of God, and I will have everything Julie Renee is having. Great. Oh, Vanya, well, we might go back to them. I just want to make sure I got to everybody before. I'm not disregarding them. So, excellent, Julie Renee. Love your version of the mock-ups. Thank you for the transcripts. You're welcome. Okay, and now we do actually have a few minutes, so we can go back to the ones, the three extra ones from Vanya. But honestly, I think each one, as we go through it, we're learning as a group. So I think that if you're hearing me kind of coach, I'm wanting you to understand how it is that you do a spiritual mock-up during a meditation where you would be the most powerful. And then, you know, in addition, you would have outer action and you'd bring that fire in. And that is really how I've accomplished all of my great transformations, including coming back from death, including, you know, never filing bankruptcy, even though there were years where I couldn't work. So there's like a tenacity and kind of a divine fire in me that can get started. It's not always burning, but it can get started. And when I get it started, look out, world, there is no stopping me. And I know all of you have that in you. Look out, world, there is no stopping me. And so what I want to do is give you the tools so there's no stopping you and you create what you really want to create, not a bunch of chaos spinning out of control. Okay. Okay, Vanya. So then here's one. I have the most amazing, fulfilling, orgasmic, soul, sexual relationship with a romantic partner who is delightful for all my physical and spiritual senses, as I am for him, sharing the most high-level love possible on earth, growing, expanding, traveling, our gifts reaching and elevating consciousness on the planet. Continuing, while living in financial abundance, I am an individual expression of the divine, being it, living it with every cell in my body, my multidimensional self in body for highest good and for the good of all. I am loving, nourishing, cherishing relationship with my kids and amazing high conscious friends. I am abundance, love, joy, freedom, health, youth, and abundance. I think we got abundance a couple times. Okay. Actually, I wouldn't change a lot about that, Vanya. I think that you're really starting to get it. I think she's got it. She's got it. She's got it. She's really, really got it. So I think we're moving in the right direction. So I liked that you would describe a really a beautiful sexual spiritual relationship of full intimacy, you know, where you give some detail to it. That's your beautiful intention for your future. And so you're actually really on the right track. I maybe would tweak a few words, but I really, really like it. And, you know, we get what we are asking for, what we keep repeating. So understand that that field of amplification is abundance overflowing. Well, you might watch abundance overflowing. You know, you might walk by a beautiful marina and see all the yachts, and that's abundance overflowing. And you got to see that and be part of all those beautiful yachts. And then you go home to your house that you're not fond of. And then you drive through a beautiful neighborhood and you see Beverly Hills and you see all the beautiful, wealthy homes, and it's abundance overflowing and it's part of your life, but you're not in that part of your life. So you want to really give a name to abundance overflowing, which I have never, I don't think I've ever used abundance overflowing, not thinking that that was really a mock-up, that was like a beautiful affirmation. And when these are not affirmations, so these are, you know, you standing in the future and life has changed for you. You can do abundance, I have abundance overflowing. You can do those affirmations all day long. It probably makes you feel wonderful. But we're really looking at what are the specific transformations, and what does it feel like? What does it taste like? What does it smell like? Is it ecstatic? Is it easeful? Is it peaceful? Is it serene? Does it smell like roses and chocolates? You know, you got to be really like putting it into a way where it's really activating the kinesthetic response. So I think that we've probably covered everything. I'll just see. I think some new notes came in here. Let's see. Sharon, excellent, Julie Renee, love you. Version of the mock-up. Love you. Oh, I bet your version of the mock-ups. Thank you for the transcripts. You're welcome, Sharon. I'm singing the song, Come On Baby, Light My Fire. I'm going to set the night and day on fire. Your coaching is great. Fantastic, Heather. Light my fire, baby. Jyoti, my practice supports and motivates children to rise above their physical, emotional, and mental limitations to become 100% them. They can. I am expressing 100% me, a quantum health activator. Yay, Jyoti. Nothing really to change about that. I think that's good. That's really good. If you wanted to mock up that a little bit more, you could say the number of children that you're helping each year, and you could say how you're compensated. The government compensates me, or the school compensates me, or the parents compensate me, and I bring in 100,000. You could actually include that in that mock up, because that would be a success mock up. Okay. I learned from everyone. Fantastic, Heather. Okay, my dears, as promised, we will return now to the clearing of the seven stages of love. And we're just going to do clearing, so we're just going to be pumping for a while. And we've got about an hour and 20 minutes. I think we should get all the way through all those stages. And what we're clearing is everything from amplification down to bloodline, so Lucifer stops and everything, and we won't go through all those lists. We're just going to pump until we get that we've cleared everything on our list. And we're on, I think we're just entering level 3 is what I think. So see if I can pull that one up. There it is. I think that's the one. So let's see. 4, 3. No, we haven't cleared 3. Have we cleared 2? Let's see. Oh, we're 80% clear on level 2. So let me just remind you. Oh, good, Elizabeth. So happy. Yay. Let me just remind you that level 2 is obligation, morality, and the level is 110 to 190. Righteousness of the bond. No clear choice operates out of what is expected, combative, aware of choice, occasionally. No clear choice, but you are aware that you have another choice. abuse and self-abuse, anger, pain, suffering, blame. Context for relationship could be healer, companion, sex, and a definition. In other words, if you didn't have your own definition, you had to be defined by a relationship so that your family would see you or your friends would see you or whatever. So we are pumping, quantum pump, and we're clearing, almost clear of level two. We're at 80% of level two. Can we sing today? Love, love, love. Yes, we can sing today. I don't think I know a little bit of Come On Baby, Light My Fire. What do we do? Sorry. I'm drinking lemon juice. That's really strong lemon. Let's do love, love, love. That's what it's all about. Oh, you're welcome, Jyoti. Yes, fantastic, Crystal. Okay. Okay, so there's a really simple, it's a children's song. It goes like this. Love, 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 that's what it's all about. Love, 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 that's what it's all about. 'Cause God loves us, we love each other, brother, father, mother, father, sister, brother. Everybody sing and shout, 'cause that's what it's all about. It's about love, love, love. You want to try that? Love, 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 that's what it's all about. 'Cause God loves us, we love each other, mother, father, sister, brother. Everybody sing and shout, 'cause that's what it's all about. It's about love, love, love. It's about love, love, love. You're welcome. You and me, that's what it's all about. 'Cause God loves us, we love each other. Mother, father, sister, brother. Everybody sing and shout, 'cause that's what it's all about. It's about you and me. It's about you and me. Let's try this one more time, all the way through the love, and then it's about you and me. Love, 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 that's what it's all about. 'Cause God loves us, we love each other. Mother, father, sister, brother. Everybody sing and shout, 'cause that's what it's all about. It's about love, love, love. It's about love, love, love. You and me, that's what it's all about. 'Cause God loves us, we love each other. Mother, father, sister, brother. Everybody sing and shout, 'cause that's what it's all about. It's about you and me. It's about you and me. Okay, let me think of some more of those. There's one called Love is Flowing Like a River. Do you know that one? That's another one I learned when I was a teenager, back in the hippie days. Love is flowing like a river. Love is flowing like a river. Flowing out of you and me. Flowing out of you and me, flowing out into the desert, blowing out unto the desert, setting all the captives free. So let's sing it all the way through. Love is flowing like a river, flowing out of you and me, flowing out unto the desert, setting all the captives free. Love is flowing like a river, flowing out of you and me, flowing out unto the desert, setting all the captives free. I was in a theater program when I was a little girl, probably 12 or 13 years old. In summer school, we had a theater program, and one of the songs we learned, I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Life's really worth living when we are birth giving. Why can't I give some to you? Life's really worth living when we are mirth giving. Why can't I give some to you? When skies are gray and they say you are blue, I'll send the sun shining through. When skies are gray and they say you are blue, I'll send the sun shining through. I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Oh, we could sing You Are My Sunshine. That's good. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. So please don't take my sunshine away. Let's try that again. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. So please don't take my sunshine away. Oh, good, Jyoti. You knew that one. Yay. The sunshine one we sang around the campfire when I was a girl. That was really nice. Let's see, we're at 2 is clear. Okay, good. And we're into level 3. And level 3, companionship basic, 170 to 255. And I think this is where most relationships are defined by the other, often lacking self-awareness if it's not defined by the companion. Relationship based on mental awareness. So if you weren't in a relationship, you wouldn't really know who you were. Relationship based on mental awareness, so from the mind rather than the heart. Lacking in cellular awareness, meaning that your vibration isn't awake or aware with each other. Lacking empathy or understanding of the other based on me and how I see the world and you. So there's not an ability to be empathetic. Don't see through your eyes, don't understand where you're coming from because you should think like me. It's 30% enjoyable and come together for the self to have fun. So the individual comes into the relationship for the self to have fun, and the relationship becomes real in this phase and wants to advance, meaning that it is viable. A lot of people stay in this relationship, and they really awaken. They can awaken, and they are aware that they can have a better relationship. You're aware if you're in this level, you're aware that you can accomplish more in the relationship, that there's more to have. Where the lower two relationships, you're kind of out in the wilderness, kind of not knowing, just thinking, this is the way it is for me. And in level 3, you're now aware that I could have a soulmate, or I could experience love on a deeper level, that kind of thing. Okay, let's see. What do I have here? Should we do In the Stillness? That one, you guys, so it's really easy little round chant, whatever. Let's do that one. In the stillness, in the quiet, in the open heart, there I am. I am essence, I am breath, I am light of God, I am. In the stillness, in the quiet, in the open heart, there I am. I am essence, I am breath, I am light of God, I am in the in the quiet, in the open heart, there I am essence, I am breath, I am light of God, I am, in the stillness, in the quiet, in the open heart, there I am essence, I am breath, I am light of God, I am in the stillness. In the quiet, in the open heart, there I am. I am essence. I am breath. I am light of God. I am my. I don't know if we did this one yesterday, and we'll just keep pumping for level three. This one is called Sacred Path, and it's about the labyrinth. I think we did it. Your sacred path leads to the womb of the mother. Your pathway leads to the womb of the mother, and walking with reverence, my soul path to discover, and walking with reverence, my soul path to discover, on days when I weary, my heart encumbered, on days when I weary, my heart encumbered, I look to the labyrinth to revive and uncover. I look to the labyrinth to revive and uncover. O sacred path, the journey for time. O sacred path, the journey for time. Let my steps with the Spirit be one. Let my steps with the Spirit be one. The love is brilliant on the path to the Mother. The love is brilliant on the path to the Mother. And when we're restored, we bring forth the light. And when we're restored, we bring forth the light. Peace and center, our calm and surrender. Peace and center, our calm and surrender. Oh, okay. Elizabeth, the funny feeling, just do the this is not me and ground yourself. You might have gotten a little bit hooked up in the technology. So you just want to pull yourself back and feel the calm and the peace. Going to read some poetry. This is actually it's a little bit complex, the melody, but it's a piece that I wrote after visiting Tintagel and the land of King Arthur. I'd gone through the ruins, and I'd been in Merlin's cave, and I'd met a man who dressed like a knight, and you knew that he was a knight from another time. And I wrote a couple songs about that experience. And I'll just read the poetry, because it's a little bit hard to sing without music backup. Love comes too slow for those who wait to find the mystery concealed. Days turn to weeks and months to years. Still flow the solitary tears. Though every now and then we glimpse at Cupid's hand, and in the magic and the wonder do we land. Rich flower gardens fill our hearts with luscious blossoms, full expanse. For every soul to find their mate, we must embark upon the dance. In time we'll meet love face to face, from life to life, with hope and grace. And if by chance we find that one who loves us always as we are, now take your heart in your own hand. Embrace yourself, the gentle lover of the plan. That precious love will find you where you stand, the love of spirit, earth, and man. There's a few that are really pretty. I'll just read them. They're not really chant-worthy, you know, like easy to do chant-wise. But this was another one out of that era, and this one was called In Another Time. In another time we laid our bodies down. By wildfires burning, our passions roared at Beltane rites. You were a young man, the prince of Camelot, I the virgin priestess, the love of Avalon. We had our moment in time, our hearts joined as love. We made the king's stag run hard. The goddess knew us as one. You stepped into your manhood by the goddess initiate. The woman I became, she opened up my gates. This tender moment we would always treasure through times forgotten, this love's great pleasure. This one. And this one is also from that era, Lady of the Chalice Well. And the Chalice Well Gardens is in Avalon. It's in Glastonbury. And it's where they found the Holy Grail. And I was actually given an audience with the Holy Grail, which means I got to hold this beautiful blue cup that had all kinds of crosses on it. It was said to have been made in Egypt about 3,500 years ago. And I got to sit in a room that was echoing the Lord's Supper, the painting of, was it Da Vinci's painting of the Lord's Supper? In any case, they built a room like that, and I got to be up in that room for 45 minutes with that beautiful energy bowl, which chalice. O Lady of the Chalice Well, your grace does mystify my soul. By the way, there are spirit guides that protect these sacred sites, obviously. And as I would go to the chalice well itself, a spirit would emerge, a beautiful female goddessy spirit with ribbons of light around her. I would actually see her. So I have a feeling many, many people have seen this beautiful goddess who stands as guardian, protector, and inspiration at the chalice well. O Lady of the Chalice Well, your grace does mystify my soul. The guardian spirit of this sacred pool and keeper of our Holy Grail. I am enchanted by your priestess veil and honored by your light. Your grace, you grace us with your spirit so sublime and bless us with your care divine. The songs we sing that pass through time do bring you forth for us to know, invoking you to shine your truth, illuminate all seekers here. O precious moment when first we met, a brilliant star did shine, and from this place above the chalice well emerged through webs of time. You spoke to me. It was my time to be the priestess told. I spoke my fears. You said you understood. But what was I to choose? Lady of the Chalice Well, life restored. Fruit. free from fear, living well. And I entranced, my spirit danced with bright and joyful flow. I heard these words, I felt I must comply. You answered softly, no, the choice is mine. I must choose with free will to make the priesthood mine. The help is here, it's all around me now, and I am not alone. She gave me back what had been lost to me, the honor of free will. Life restored, free from fear, living well. I surrendered to the fear. I surrendered to the hope. I am willing to be my destiny unfold. Lady of the Chalice Well treats us all so very well, bringing the sisterhood, power, source, inspiring human spirits on their sacred path. Oh, wonderful. That's great. There's another one that's not singable without melody, but it's so beautiful. It's a dream. I saw him, the author of dreams. I heard him whispering sweet things. I felt him, the Lord of beings. I breathed him like fresh mountain air. I saw her, the goddess complete. I touched her and found myself at peace. I hungered, and she was there to feed me. I wearied, embraced by a holy hand. He loved her like bees to a flower. She loved him, and out of love came power. I saw him, heard him, and felt him. I breathed her, touched her, and embraced her. They're all kind of love stories. I'm definitely a romantic at heart, huh? One is sweet. We're also working on love pictures. This one is the mother's voice. I have been and will continue. I am the ancient of your womanhood. Mankind has honored me. Mankind has scorned me. Yet I continue to be. Hold to me tightly. Reach for me always. I will protect and preserve your sweet soul. For I am the vessel, I am the chalice. I hold the spark and the light burning in you. Walk with me, precious. I am the mother's voice. I am the sanctity. I am pure love. I think this is the last of the kind of love poems. This one is The Altar, and it's kind of a mystical experience of being one with the goddess of the altar and understanding a deeper level of communion and the mystic bridal chamber. It happened one day in the Abbey of Joseph. It happened one day in the magic of love. It happened one day I was filled with the spirit of the mother who comes from above. I saw her standing behind me. The black Madonna was she, and before me I saw the Christ of my childhood, my friend for eternity. I looked round the nave. It was brilliant with spirit. Four bridesmaids attended me. My body, the altar, full of light, flowing freely. The goddess, enchanted be. The flame burned so brightly, the canopy covered, the altar so sacred, divine. I was the bride and the priestess of this day, my bridegroom, the logos of time. My gown was effulgent, my spirit was soaring, and I was a spirit set free. The wonder of mystical union, communion, was dancing of a peaceful sea. I spoke with my voice, it was clear, bright and brilliant, the song of my heart echoing. I let go of fear to the love of the goddess and the joy of infinity. Yay. I don't think there's any more. That was really sweet. That actually, I experienced that again in Glastonbury. So, really magical place. Since we're doing love and relationships right now, we're clearing, why don't we sing Gather Your Children, O Mommies, today? We sang that yesterday. So let's sing that again, because that's about relationships and right order. Gather your children, O mommies, today. Gather your children, O mommies, today. And bind them close to you and love them, I pray. And bind them close to you and love them, I pray. And give them your heart, your time, and your ways. And give them your heart, your time, and your ways. Singing, oh, Bonnie Mommy, I love you this way. Singing, oh, Bonnie Mommy, I love you this way. Give them the confidence, the care, and the play. Give them the confidence, the care, and the play. Talk to them daily about their new world. Talk to them daily about their new world. And share with them light from the mystical plains. And share with them light from the mystical plains. Singing, oh, Bonnie Mommy, oh, Bonnie Mommy, oh, Bonnie Mommy, I love you this way. I love you this way. Yay. Okay, I'm going to take a look and see where we're at with the clearings. So level three is 84% clear. But we're making progress. How about happiness flows in circular motion? Love is like a little boat upon the sea. Everybody is a part of everyone anyway. You can have it all if you set yourself free. Happiness flows in a circular motion. Love is like a little boat upon the sea. Let's do that again. Happiness flows in a circular motion. Love is like a little boat upon the sea. Everybody is a part of everything anyway. You can have it all if you set yourself free. Everybody is a part of everything anyway. You can have it all if you set yourself free. Happiness flows, happiness flows, happiness flows, happiness flows. Let's do it all through, a couple times through. Happiness flows in a circular motion. Love is like a little boat upon the sea. Everybody is a part of everything anyway. You can have it all if you set yourself free. Happiness flows, happiness flows, happiness flows, happiness flows. Happiness flows in a circular motion. Love is like a little boat upon the sea. Everybody is a part of everything anyway. You can have it all if you set yourself free. Happiness flows, happiness flows, happiness flows, happiness flows, happiness flows in a circular motion. Love is like a little boat upon the sea. Everybody is a part of everything anyway. You can have it all if you set yourself free. Happiness flows, happiness flows, happiness flows, happiness flows. Yay! True, true, true. Should be sung in all kindergartens. which will make sense to you guys, I've had this desire once I'm not overworking so much to do a broadcast for children and be Auntie Julie Renee or Auntie Julie or something like that. And I hear all the time from the Summit listeners that their children and grandchildren want to hear my voice and they want to listen. Oh, play it again, Mom. When I do the little short 3-minute meditation the kids love. I love myself. And they walk around saying that they're so happy and that they love themselves. And I've always really, really had a big place in my heart for children. So when it's possible, I'd love to do a podcast or a show or a TV show for children to really help with spiritual awareness and self-love and, you know, kind of the programs and patterns that so many children kind of miss out on, unfortunately. So a place where we could start children fresh. That makes me really happy when I think about it. Yeah. Yeah, Sharon, you know, when I was going through the worst of the worst, I had terminal cancer, couldn't really work. I was doing a little bit of work. I was getting some disability. I was going to college, but I'd lost custody of my kids, had just gone through a really bad divorce, had nothing. I was penniless, living in a very funky little apartment. I'll come home from college and I would watch Mr. Rogers from noon to one or whenever he was on a lot of days. And Mr. Rogers would, I don't know, his voice would just comfort me. I just feel sane somehow by watching Mr. Rogers. It was one of my little tools that I used to help myself get through that really difficult time. And I really missed watching Sesame Street and Mr. Rogers with my kids, so that was probably part of it too, because I lost custody of my kids when they were 5, 3, and 1. I was 96 pounds when I went to court. I had terminal cancer. I'd had 5 surgeries that year, and the judge made a decision that I would have no custody of the children, that if I did survive, it would take everything for me to survive. But also that there was a family, my ex-husband's family, there were like more than 100 people in the community that were part of my ex-husband's family, and that they were, you know, his dad was running for state representative when we were getting divorced, and I couldn't get a lawyer to represent me in the town. It was really not good. So it was pretty devastating. I figured, well, I was such a good mother that I would end up with the kids, but, you know, politics, and the family founded the town, and I lost my babies. And it's probably the biggest significant loss I've ever had in my life. Much worse than losing a husband or, you know, whatever. That certainly was my biggest loss. Yeah, Vanya, I was thinking about that. I must have heard you thinking about that, writing books for children. Well, and here's what I've been thinking about really ongoingly, and I've got some Hollywood people interested, is to do a 3-part Harry Potter film about kind of taking parts of my life and making a fantasy out of it. But it would have all of the teachings that we teach all of you guys in all the different classes. So it would have everything. It would be real, but it would be set as a fantasy so that it would get into the children's minds. So about the spirit and the body and, you know, casting out the demons and whatever. So I'm thinking about a trilogy. And one of the things they told me a few years ago is just build your fame. That's part of the reason I was on 81 summits in 12 months. So people know who I am. And we're getting some TV now. So I think that's in the future. I think that trilogy is in the future. And that would be an open door for children getting the information. Vanya, on my kids, I did continue to fight to see them while they were growing up and while they were young adults. And in this era, their dad has influenced them so much that they don't speak to me. They've, as a family, decided to just completely have me out of the communication. And on some level, I have to say, I didn't raise them, so they're not gentle, loving people. They have a different energy vibration, and they're all good people, but their vibration isn't very close to mine. And so one of the problems with the children is that they didn't want me to do this work, and they just wanted a normal mother that grew old. And they told me things like that you shouldn't be this way. And I felt like when they made the decision to separate, it was permission for me to really help humanity, because I was always torn between the children who I could never please, that were never happy with me. The last few times I saw them, I put on like sweatpants and a sweatshirt, didn't wear any makeup and pulled my hair back in a ponytail, so they would be so upset that I was different. So they are, they're in their 30s. All of them are in their 30s. 2 of them own houses. They all have good jobs. And I have had no communication with them at their request. They've told me they don't ever want to speak to me again. And I've attempted and nothing, no responses. So I hear about them from family members. And I have to look at it when it was so painful for me. I had to look at it like I had children and they were adopted out. Not like I chose that they were adopted out, but that's what happened. And based on the people who raised them, they were raised in a particular way. But, I send them love, and and that's the story. Thank you, Sharon. Ah, Vanya, great. I really think, and I believe this 100%, that out of every difficulty and every challenge, there is something pure and good and wonderful that comes from it. And really, truth be told, I went full speed ahead when my children, I waited about a month and I sent them all messages and they were all like convinced that they didn't want to talk to me anymore. I've attempted to message them and they are convinced they don't want to know me. So it felt to me like it was kind of the opening for me to finally live my life and to get out of whatever prison I was in trying to rectify losing custody of them when they were 5, 3, and 1. And I'd given them everything I could give them and in every way I could have supported them and, you know, every way I could stay in touch with them, I did. And if they really, as adults, are choosing, this is not, I don't want you as a mother, then it really does set me free on some level. And there might be a time when they say, hey, I want to know you again. I don't have any door closed to that. But for the time being, I'm having an amazing life free of the suffering of not being with them because they've made it so clear that this is what they want. And, you know, a mom really wants their kids to be happy, right? Every one of you who are mothers, you want your kids to be happy. And it's not about me, it's about them. And then when it's about me being individuated and happy, confident. And it's an interesting conversation we're having. I'm thinking about adopting children. I live in a beautiful large home, and there's rooms for children if I do. So I'm making that decision in the next year. So I may adopt. And that would be wonderful if I do. And let's see. Let's see what God has in store for me. So I really love children. I attempted to have more children when I got divorced from my ex. Years later, I had 15 miscarriages. So it was not meant to be. My body was too sick for carrying children. I was getting pregnant and then not able to carry. So we'll see. Thank you, Elizabeth. Yeah, it's... Yeah, so I've got some ideas in mind. I just would like to kind of get everything, all the playing fields kind of calm. Would love to have the divine compliment come in this year. So I think that's me having to get a fire in me too. I've been so intent on getting this work in the world that I've been working extremely long hours, and it's time for real fun and relaxation and joy, as well as teaching and sharing. So I'm bringing a lot more balance into my life in this this coming year, and feeling really excited about the future. It's got a lot of good stuff coming. Thank you, Crystal. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, let's double check on where we're at. So we have about 30 minutes left. And on level 3, we're clear. And on level 4, we're about 60% through on level 4. And let me go through level 4 with you. And level 4 is just under soulmate, so it's a good relationship. The relationship for, the context for the relationship is fun, mutual respect. The energy vibration signature is anywhere from 230 to 450. And you're beginning to, in this phase of relationships, beginning to understand the other in a more genuine way. It's also based on mental relating, about 30%, and then also on free choice, on being with a partner, less programming from family patterns. There's some living into the ideal or the ideas of future events and planning events, and occasional imbalances of power happen in this relation, in this level of relationship, sometimes uneasy or longing or wanting. And so when we clear, and there's wonderful parts. I think when I write the book, I will write all the wonderful parts. I'm just kind of pulling out the things that I can see on what distinguishes this from another relationship. So it's my hope that I would write, it's my hope. I'm writing a book on the seven stages of love where we do a chapter and we do like three love relationships in each chapter that really help you understand that level. And you know, soulmate is great to be at, and this level is actually pretty good to be at too. Level 4 is a pretty good relationship to be at. So, you know, it's all good. Thank you, Elizabeth. That's really sweet. Thank you, Vanya. Yeah, and honestly, you know, for those of you who attended my live classes, with the live streaming, I could see where I could do a global movement, and I could have a young child. I could have a nanny and work 5 hours a day, 4 days a week, teaching and training and, you know, occasionally have a weekend retreat or something like that, but I could totally see how I could have a child in my life at this phase, and or two children. I'd love to have two children. That would be great. That would be really fun. So we'll see. We'll see. I have to be careful what I say because it comes really fast. So. Any of you want to be my children? Oh, I'll just adopt you all. Should we do the Triambakam mantra 10 times through? That'd probably be nice. Om Triambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivartanam Urvar Rukamivat Pandanat Murchor Mukshiyam Amritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivartanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrchor Mushiyamamritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urva Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrchor Mukshiyam Amritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urva Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrchor Mukshiyam Amritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrchor Mukshiyam Amritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrchor Mukshiyam Amritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urva Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrchor Mukshiyam Amritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urva Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrchor Mukshiyam Amritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrchor Mukshiyam Amritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urva Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrchor Mukshiyam Amritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urva Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrchor Mukshiyam Amritatu Om Namah Shivaya Om Namah Shivaya Om Namah Shivaya.
That was nice. Let's check on levels, see what we did in that wonderful time frame there. So level 4, 86% clear. Good job, everyone. So we're 86% clear on level 4. So we should be into level 5 pretty soon. We may still make it. We may get it all done before noon. Yeah, after the karma clearing, I had some shifts myself yesterday. So one of the things is I just, my parents informed me yesterday that they are planning to come out with another couple friend of theirs, and they'll need three bedrooms to sleep in, which is really cute. So they weren't planning to come out here. They're a little, you know, they have some health issues and they're senior citizens. But they're now thinking of coming in January with close friends of theirs. And they all want to stay in my new house. So I'll be figuring out how to rent cots and put cots into, like, the entertainment room and, one of the other rooms. I've got one guest room, so I don't have three guest rooms. So that was one thing. It was great. I was very happy that I got that news, so that makes me happy. And then the second thing was I remembered a dear friend of mine, a fellow I dated like 15 years ago, and we used to just be friends. We'd see each other three or four times a year, and I have worked so much that I have not made time for those old friends, and, you know, they haven't contacted me either, but he was really big in my head to just, you know, reach out and say hello and renew the friendship. He teaches autistic children, real nice guy. Anyway, I just left him a message. I just thought, I wonder if his cell phone is the same. I haven't called him in a few years. And sure enough, it was the same message I probably heard, for, you know, like 4 years ago, the last time I called him. It was still the same message. So I left him a message and got a text, "Oh, my God, Julie Renee, can't wait to talk to you. I'll call you tomorrow night. I'm playing basketball." So that was kind of fun, just to have that kind of like, well, that's right. I've got a lot of longtime friends who, you know, aren't part of the big movement that I've been doing, and so they've kind of fallen off the radar. But they're dear and near and dear to me, and be nice to connect in with them. So I would say two shifts, definitely, that I could see immediately happened for me. And, you know, feeling lighter and clearer. And it's funny because you'll feel light and clear, and then there might be a time where you feel a little achy and, you know, pressure, and your body's going through some big, big shifts. So it would be normal to feel tired and achy. It would be normal to feel energized. I know I felt really, really fantastic after class yesterday, and went out and had my nails done, went to dinner, met a gentleman in the place I was eating. That was incredible. That was another thing. I must have been glowing. I was sitting eating out of a box some Greek food. I don't really like this cardboard box they give you. Thinking, I think I need to find a Greek restaurant that you don't eat out of a box with plastic silverware. But, it was like a $17 meal in a box with plastic silverware, so who knows. Anyway, a gentleman saw me from the outside and came running in, just really felt like he needed to talk to me, gave me his card and his contact information, and does lighting. Well, coincidentally, that's what I need to do next. I need to do lighting and curtains next. So I get that he might be interested in me as a woman, but that was also me magnetizing in somebody. I was like, how am I going to get the lighting done? And here's a fellow who specializes in that. So that was really cool. So definitely some fun magnetic changes going on. Did you have some changes between yesterday's class and today? Let's see. Yay. So I'm thinking those wows are for the parents coming and... Anyway, thank you. Thank you for the wows. So I'm thinking that some of you probably had some shifts going on, too. I'm sure you have, because this is such a big deal when we really clean house this deeply. I know, Elizabeth. It's actually why I said I have to be careful about talking about adoption until I'm like, okay, I'm ready. That may happen really fast. You know, who knows? But it may just be, you know, where people say it takes a couple of years, it might just not like somebody could just bring some twins to my doorstep that are 6 months old and say, hey, can you take them? Rapport between my husband and self was much better last night. Great, Sharon. That's fantastic to hear. Crystal, really feel good and did relate better to one of the persons cleared between two. Oh, good. Really good. That's wonderful. I was thinking about the sustainable energy. That was one of my intentions coming in teaching you, was I wanted to, in all other classes that I've taught, I've been so just short-circuited fried at the end of every day. And I'm really having much more sustainable energy with this class. So it might be the way that we're doing it and we're taking enough breaks. But even after all the activities I did last night, I came home and I wrote copy. I'm a little behind on some work. We're doing back-end stuff on the website. The new website's going to be out in about a week. And they're setting up letters to go out with like Fatigue to Fabulous and Accelerate Wealth and How to Meditate and Living a Beautiful Life series. And so there's three letters that have to be written for each one of those gifts that we give on the website. And I actually wrote three letters even when I came home. I thought, I have enough energy to write one letter. And then I knocked out three. So, yay! So I've got another nine letters to go. But I did three of them last night, so yay. That really surprised me because I was figuring I would just head to bed and nope. Oh, yes. Jyoti, yes, Shifts received an email from a client I had not heard from in 4 or 5 years. I had a dream and was kind of karma clearing. Fantastic, Jyoti. Elizabeth, I released all the guru cords and just let fell asleep immediately afterwards. I had a long walk today by the river and felt like there is still some releasing. Well, good news. The class is still, we've still got a few days. And, I encourage you all to revisit this class at some point. So maybe not right away, but revisit the Diamond class. And I think I might just do an online version of the 7-day course once a year for people who want to do the longer Diamond. We're going to go to a 3-day version starting in January. So it'll be a shorter version, be less expensive, but it will just have little snippets. Instead of having a whole day on each topic, you'll get like 2 hours on each topic. This is good, but you can't clear to zero if you do 2 hours. And that's, we're doing a lot of clearing to zero, so it's life-changing. Yeah, it really is. It's so good. And you've heard from some of the repeat students, Heather, Bill. Bill was in the first class, and he's been on. He's been both doing phone and occasionally he's in the chat box. And Elise is a repeat customer. Okay, level 4 is at 100%, and level 5, and level 5 is soulmate, and mutual honor, devotion, 370 to 480 soulmate. So we clear through this, you'll all be capable of soulmate. There won't be blocks to you having soulmate. It won't necessarily mean you'll have one, but we've cleared all the blocks up to getting to soulmate. So let's do some double, triple pumping. We've got another 8 minutes. I will save level 6 and 7. A lot of times we'll find an hour here or there in the last few days, so we have a day and a half on regeneration, and we may want to do another 40 minutes or 30 minutes on clearing the level 6 and 7. So I don't think we're going to get all the way through today, but we need to go into the wealth clearings this afternoon. So we'll hopefully get us all the way through level 5, which is soulmate, today. And then we'll see about possibly day 5, or excuse me, day 7 rather, doing level 6 and 7. Okay, and I see some notes. Jyoti, would be really good for me to know that I can say that this is not me in pump. Did it a few times and it worked so fast. Oh, perfect. So happy to hear that. I'm just writing a note to myself, level 6 and 7 on stages of love. And then also if we have more time, we can work also on God DNA. So if that comes up, that we have some extra time in the more completion part of class. Yeah. Yeah, you know, if I have a pressure or a pain, I know it's a spiritual parasite because I don't have it when I'm walking around daily. So if there's like a pressure or a pain, I'm like teaching you guys, and there's a little pressure, you know, by a bone in my right leg or something like that, which I did have an hour ago. I had like a little sharp stab, and I was like, that's not me, that's not me, that's not me, in my head while I was teaching you guys, and it was instantly gone. I mean, it's just, if you don't agree, I have a pain, but you are just like, that's not me, it's just poof, and it's gone. If you say, oh, my leg hurts, oh, what's going on, oh, my goodness, and you make it about you, then it becomes you, that pain becomes you. So I'm really glad you're using the that's not me. I hope you're all using that's not me whenever you have anything come on. Okay. Pilates pumping, everyone. Pilates pumping. Pilates pumping feet and hands. Building up your abdominal muscles. We'll do the Gayatri. Some of you might know the Gayatri. It's Om Bhur Bhuvah Svahah Om Tat Savitur Varenyam Bargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Naha Prachodayat. Om Bhur Bhuvah Svahah Om Tat Savitur Varenyam Bargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Naha Prachodayat. Om Bhur Bhuvah Svahah Om Tat Savitur Varenyam Bargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Naha Prachodayat. Om Bhur Bhuvah Svahah Om Tat Savitur Varenyam Bargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Naha Prachodayat. Om Bhur Bhuvah Svahah Om Tat Savitur Varenyam Bargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Naha Prachodayat. Om Bhur Bhuvah Svahah Om Tat Savitur Varenyam
Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhyoyo Naha Prachodayat Om Bhurbhuvasvaha Om Tat Savito Varanyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhyoyo Naha Prachodayat Om Bhurbhuvasvaha Om Tat Savito Varanyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhyoyo Naha Prachodayat.
Great, Elizabeth. Okay.
I will be gentle with myself. I will be gentle with myself. I will love myself. I will love myself. I am a child of the universe. I am a child of the universe. We are one. Together, we are one. Together, I will be gentle with myself. I will love myself. I am a child of the universe. We are one. Together. Listen, listen, listen to my heart song. Listen, listen, listen to my heart song. I will never forget you. I will never forsake you. I will never forget you. I will never forsake you. Listen, listen, listen to my heart song. Listen, listen, listen to my heart song.
Cool. Okay, we're going to go another 2 minutes, so we'll go till 3 minutes rather, so we'll go till 12:02.